have a situation where over 80% of the fish in Irish waters, that's out to 200 miles into the Atlantic, is given away to other European fleets. And that's been allowed to happen year in, year out. And at the same time, we're now reducing our offshore fleet. So that is vessels that are over 18 metres in size from 280 vessels back in 2006. It'll be around 100 now soon. So that's almost one third of what it was 15 years ago. That's the scale of the crisis in our industry. It's just been allowed to happen. I think it's a mortal sin for an island nation to just let that happen year in, year out.
Is it your belief that the Commission, with the, if not explicit, at least tacit acceptance of the Irish government, is reaching first for the decommissioning option when there are other options there that might work more to the fleet's advantage?
Absolutely. It's such a profound injustice that, we already had a deeply unfair allocation of fish in our own waters to our own fleet. And then after Brexit, it only got worse. That was the moment when we needed to at last look at the common fisheries policy, to look at, what is allocated to vessels and harbours and piers and ports all across this country, our own waters. And it didn't happen. Instead, what we got was a redundancy payment called the Brexit Adjustment Reserve Fund. And you have a Minister for Marine announcing funding from this redundancy as if it's come from the government. And now we see what this is all about, which is basically winding down the fishing industry in this country, an island nation. That's a mortal sin. It's sickening and it's a tragic day for fishermen. And I'm appealing to the Minister at this late stage to go back to the drawing board, to turn this into a scheme where those who want to retire can hand over tonnage, can hand over all of that to a new generation of fishermen. So at this late stage, I'm appealing to him to not go ahead with the white flag of surrender to what is a profound injustice to our Irish nation.